All right, let's view this Gemara again. And we'll start getting into some of the serious, there's some serious problems there. Serious issues. All right, Gabriel, read again. Some Tanan Hassam.
Tanan Hassam. Kohen Shiloka Vetzba, Korachal Gami Vimikdash.
Gemi Vimikdash. Okay. So, what do we see automatically? There's a Mishnah in Erevin that talks about Refuah on Shabbos, right? And we know Refuah is an Isser Derabanan. Normally, a person in the in living amongst the regulars, he can't put this gemi on his to cover a wound, but a kohen's allowed to. Okay, this is just this entrance into the next. So we see the halacha is that kohen's allowed to do that. Why? Because we know in the mikdash that that shvus in mikdash isn't an issue, right? Meaning that a kohen can go over there. It's not an issue to rabbanon in the mikdash. Okay, keep going.
I'm all over Medina. But like outside of Medina, from the living lives, they can't do that.
Correct.
People who seem at a dumb kind of sir.
This is a derisa. Okay. That's just the hakdama to what we need to talk about.
That's what we're doing today.
No. I'm Rabbi Huda Bereid Rav Chia.
I'm Rabbi Huda Bereid Rav Chia. Lo Shno Ela Gemi. Lots of Lakatam Havi Yisrael Gemi.
Okay. So. All right, so what's that Gemara telling you? So Cohen's allowed to use a gemi. So he's allowed to put some sort of like a salve or paste over the wound, right? What he can't do is he can't use a tziltzel. Tziltzel katan is, yes, as Alex showed us yesterday, some sort of like...
A band-aid.
But I don't want to say band-aid yet. Because I'm not sure if band-aid would be begging. I think it's better to use a leather strap. I don't know. That's why, why don't you... If you're going to use an example, use one that's a pshita. That's a pshita example. Right? Okay. All right. So the first sheet that holds that tziltzel is what? That tziltzel will be a problem of yitzer begadim. Okay. Wait, hold on 1 second. Okay. All right, fine. Rav Yochanan Amar.
Rav Yochanan Amar lo amar yitzer begadim el v'makom begadim.
Okay. Yeah, funny idea. So now Rav Yochanan comes along and says, no, it's only Yitzer Begadim in a place where the Kohen normally wear his Begadim. As that diagram over there with the blue and the red, right? So it's wherever the Beged is, if he puts that tziltzel underneath the blue, right, where the Beged is, that'd be a problem. But if it's not a Makom Levishus Begadim, let's say the hand, that'd be fine. Okay? Now the Gemara says, V'tipuklei. You gotta be careful here. Now, the Gemara, and now this is where things get very confusing. So there's two issues. Okay, one issue at this point. One issue is what? One issue is Yitzer Begadim. That's one issue. And they have another issue, which is Chatzitza. Okay, you gotta keep that in mind. There's two. At least according to Rashi, there's two issues going on here: the Yitzer Begadim and the Chatzitza. So now the Gemara asks a question. But typically, right? But 1 second. How could he put this strap? How could he put according to Yochanan? How could he put this tziltzel on his right hand? Right? How is that possible? Why? Because it's going to be a problem of chatzitza. What's a chatzitza going to be? He holds. He can't hold the klisharis, right? In other words, there's going to be a strap between his hand and the klisharis. So he can't. That'd be chatzitza, not yitzer begadim. Okay, chatzitza. So the Gemara has two very pshita answers. What? You have a question on the question? Yeah. 1 second. So the Gemara says what? The Gemara says the answer is biyat small. Right. Because it's not a problem with chatzitza. Why?
It's not a makom avoda.
Right. So no, either you're going to tell me it's on the left hand, or it's on the right hand, but in a place where it doesn't touch the klisharis. So what question are you asking that?
Those are the exact same answer.
Okay. One question is going to be: is what's the difference between the two? Okay, they seem like they seem very similar. But it's a more basic question though. When you see what's a habmina, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Meaning, well, wouldn't be an issue. Why would it be an issue that like?
An issue of what? Right. How could you possibly tell me that there'd be a problem with chatzitza on my left hand? How's that possible? Because chatzitza sounds like what?
To something.
Right. To something. Not just there. What kind of thing is that? That's very odd. Very odd. Do you guys try to answer that?
We didn't get anywhere.
Okay. I'm just trying to. I gotta think for a second. The question is when to play the Grizz. Now the Gemara gets even funnier because the Gemara now says now, you gotta be able to juggle lots of facts to be able to follow this next step here. So the Gemara says 1 second. So the Gemara says upliga. Okay, 1 second. So who's pliga on Rava? Rav Yochanan. So we would think that Rav Yochanan is arguing Rava. Now what did Rava say? I don't know. We'll find out. Rabbi says what? Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Chista. Well, slow down. So if it's in, if he has a beged on, in the Makom Begadim, he holds a chatzitza. Okay, even if it's what? Afilu Nima, Achas Kotzetzas. No matter how small that might be, if he's got a hair, okay, underneath, let's say, his garment, right? That's a sort of chatzitza. Okay? Shalom Makom Begadim. Okay, we'll slow down. But here's what's really odd. So he says, but let's say it's not. Let's say it's on the hand. Okay, what's required for it to be a chatzitza?
Three finger breadths.
Okay, so what do you want to picture in your head for that?
A big bandage.
What? A big bandage. Those are the bandages. Yeah, it's fine. A piece of gauze, right? Fine. A 3x3, right? Okay. So you have so he puts a piece of gauze. So he holds that he qualifies as when it's shlomo makom begadim. That only means what? It has to be a certain size. Okay, has to be a certain size.
Was a hat?
Yeah, I feel nima achas. It doesn't matter how small it is. But if it's shalom makom begadim, if it's on your hands, right? So then it depends. Shalosh chotzos. 3x3 is a chatzitza. Okay, pachos mikan in a chotzos. But if it's less than that, it won't be considered a chatzitza. So what's the nafkamina then between Rav Yochanan and Rava?
If you have a smallish band aid on your finger,
Rav Yochanan would hold.
That's not a problem.
And Rava would hold. It is. Is that clear? So Rav is adding what? Rav is adding. So Gemara says, one second. For sure you'll say he's arguing on Rav Yochanan. Okay. Now what about Ad Rav Yehuda Bray Rav Chia Milema De Pliga? Right. Would you say that Rav is also arguing on which hold? Who holds? What does Rav Yehuda hold? What? No. What does Rav Yehuda hold?
I don't know.
Of course you do. Rav Yehuda holds Yitzhak Begadim. Right? Any beged, right? So is he arguing also on Rabbi Huda? Is Rav also arguing on Rabbi Huda?
I don't know, we already hold by Chatzitza.
So Gemara says, okay, so this is why, now you see why the Gemara is a mess. Why is the Gemara a mess? Because it sounds like we're missing up two different issues. Yeah. We're mixing up Yitzhak Begadim and Chatzitza, right? We can't make sense of this. But just finish the Gemara just to get, in quote unquote, the facts. Okay, Shani Tzotzokat to the Chasha, meaning what?
This belt is different because it has some sort of chashiva.
Right, so even though
it's counted as a beged,
even if it's less than
three fingers.
So it's, even though it's less than 3x3, we still consider it to be a problem. Okay, we'll see. Don't worry about it for now. But the problem now is that it sounds like we've left the realm of Yitzhak Begadim into the realm of chatzitza. All right, so let's do this. Knows that there's the first side thing. Everyone I think is saying the same thing for the first side, right? Which is that I think it's the easier side, right? Which is to say that. It just goes by the Levisha. In other words, at the end of the day, when he's, as long as he's wearing any lovesh, anything he's wearing is going to register as a Levisha's beged, right? So who cares? It doesn't matter where he's wearing it, what, right? It won't make a difference. But what you're saying is that in order for it to register as, I think what you guys are trying to say is that if you want to look at it in the context of the uniform of the Kohen, what you're trying to say is that there has to be something for the beged to be toe-face onto. Meaning that in order to register as Levisha the beged, it must be somehow related to the not just the God, but what? The Big Day Kahuna itself. Meaning that, right, the uniform. In other words, if I put something on here, Halacha is going to say it doesn't register as anything because you can't say it's not a Yitzur of, I think you said it well, it's not a Yitzur of anything, right? It has to be a Yitzur of something, right? The Yitzur, only thing to be Yitzur of is that which is the Big Day Kahuna. By the way, the construction guys are great. I use that also. It's always good, by the way, when you do these areas, I think, is to think of an example and just. It usually works out the entire sugya. So I think I've used that plenty of times. So that's how you learn the system of focus on YouTube regarding, right? And I think that's easy. Okay, now watch this. Go get your Rambams. We're going to go a little out of order, but it's fine. So I want to bring up some certain points. You'll see there's something going on in the Rambam that's a little different. So look at Perek Yud Alef Ches and Klei Mekdash. What does the Rambam say? Karach. Okay. So he, again, what's the case? He puts something that's a leather strap where? On his hand. Okay. Kagon.
Kagon, she kracho atbo o akevo. What's that, like his finger, his ankle? Im hayabo shalosh etbos o shalosh etbos. Harizacho titzipos.
Okay. So if it's 3x3, right, it's considered what?
It's pasal.
Chatzitza. Get the wording right. Chatzitza. Consider a chatzitza and it's pasal. Pachos mikain.
Pachos mikain, eno chatzitz.
Okay, fine. Vimaya.
Katan.
which we'll have to define at some point, but it's tzitzel katan is considered chashuv, and therefore, even though it's not 3x3, it's a begin from the atzmo. So therefore,
it's
possible. Right. So far, so good?
Yeah.
Okay. So again, so
he
so
has to say
what
it's both sites.
What is this chashuv thing?
Okay, so the tzitzel, the leather strap, okay?
Yeah, or what's karat then?
What?
What's karat then?
He wraps it around. So he's saying like this. In other words, the tzitzel is a special, like, I guess, like a designer thing, okay? So he's saying that if I take, like, let's say a piece of gauze, all right, to make it simple, right, that's 3x3, that registers as begin, okay? If I take a tzitzel, which the Gemara concludes is even though tzitzel is less than 3x3, it's still considered a chatzitza. Why? Because it's chashuv. What makes it chashuv?
He doesn't say
CVS pharmacy brand.
He says
apostle. But why is it apostle? Because it's chatzitza.
Okay, fine.
Because
it looks nice.
Right, it looks nice. Right, it looks nice. Okay. Yeah, okay, so now take a look at this. Now take a look at Parak Yod Halacha Yod Gimel. Okay? In the Klei Mikdash.
Okay.
Wait, hold on, I'm sorry, actually, not that one. Hold on.
Wait, do you want to read Halacha Tet?
No. 1 second. No, take a look at...
Well, the last half.
No, now take a look at Hay. Okay? Now take a look at Lacha Hay.
So just like a Mechus Regadim makes you Chai Misa and Pasal Zibodas, so does Yitzhu Regadim.
Okay, good. Kagon.
Kagon, Shem Lavash Steak Tunos, O Shne Av Natim, O Kohen Hedio, Chalavash.
Okay, so according to the Rambam, when is a Yitzhar Begadim?
When he wears Marv by Degahuna.
Right, it has to actually be a Begahuna. So, which would seem to imply that if he wore, let's say, like a strap underneath his garment, right? What would that be a problem in?
Not in
Yitzhar Begadim. Okay, right? Okay, now look at Halacha Vav. So the Torah tells us that the big dekuna have to be what? Al bisaro, resting on your skin, and then uvesha. I mean, he has to always be resting on your skin, right? Milamed. So we learn what? You can't ever have anything chotetz
between your like flesh and the regatta.
Okay.
So
even one string, afar.
Afar o kina mesa.
Let's ignore that for now, but we'll take up the kina mesa. In a couple weeks. Okay. But Kina Mesa, which is what? A
dead bug,
dead lice, okay? So if this Kina, right, or whatever, if the, if there's anything, no matter how small it is, between what? Between
skin and the
beged, it's a Chatzitza, Vavaras Apsula, Lefikach. We're going to take up that case also, okay? This is a big problem. It's a stira, of course. Right. So if he can put on his finger, he can do what? Either he can put gemi or beged. It's not 3x3 and ovi, okay? Vehu. Okay, but vimis kam hozidam maser. Fine. Vehu. As long as what?
As the gemi or the.
He can't put the gemi. He can't put the gemi between his flesh and his begin. Okay. Okay. So 1 second. So take a look at the Riven.
What's the issue?
Take a look at the Riven.
Okay,
sorry. EF Shar Dvar Sotrim. Amar Avram. Dvar Sotrim says that. There's a contradiction. What is it?
Halo Amar Shalob Makam Begadim Pachas Mishal Sheiran Chotetz Bein Yad Lekli.
Oh, stop. But the problem is that the Rambam clearly holds that if I have on my hand, right, what? Go back to Halacha Ches, okay? Right, karach al basaro begish lo makom begadim. So I put on a begin on my hand. Okay, going to karach al atzbao ol akevo. Ima yabo shlosh atzbao so shlosh atzbao. Raise a chotzes bosal. Pachos became in a chotzes. So if I have on my hand, okay, a small piece of gauze, less than 3x3, Okay? And I pick up my kli to do avoda.
No chatzitza.
Right? Seems that way. No chatzitza. Right? But over here in halacha test, what does he say?
But it's not between the bag and the skin. What? It's not between the kli and the skin.
But why should I make a difference?
Oh, I don't know. That's a it's not a contradiction of the Rambam.
Well, he seems to think so, but why? Because he's saying you can't have it both ways. I know Ellie's already trying to be fancy, but because Ellie's trying to differentiate between the chatzitza, between your skin and beged, and your hand and the kli. Forget that. Let's make it simple. Well, the Rambam I'm saying is that, what's the chatzitza here? Do you need 3x3 for chatzitza or not?
Depends.
That's a problem. He seems to say the lacha b'chatzitza in one lacha is 3x3, right? Or more is a chatzitza, but less is not a chatzitza. But another lacha seems to say that even less than 3x3 is a chatzitza.
But we said in the Gemara that 3x3 is a chatzitza outside.
So what does the Grizz say?
Olo.
Okay, so in the question, is it Siltzel an issue of Yitzhar Begadim or not? Upligi.
Upligi Adara Adaraho. Desviralem Devimakom Begadim Afilu Neva Achat Chosetas Vishal.
Okay, slow down. So whereas Rava holds what? If it's in a Makom Begadim, let's say it's on your arm, even if it's what? Even if it's a hair, it's considered a chatzitza, right? Shalom Makom Begadim. But if on your hand, always think of the hand case. If it's on your hand, as long as it's less than 3x3, it's not considered chatzitza, right? Which sounds like at this point, if I picked up, klisharis, right, with something less than 3x3 in my hand, that'd be considered fine. Okay. The Rashi Kasav. Please translate what that means. This is astonishing. It's an unbelievable Rashi. It's unbelievable Rashi's doing.
So Rashi writes that...
The Gemara uses what word? Kotzeitz. So Gersten picked up on before, like, oh, you guys mentioned before. Like, what's going on here? The Gemara first starts Yitzhar Begadim, then switches over to Chatzitza. What do you care about Chatzitza for? Right? What does Chatzitza come to the picture? So the real Rashi says? He says, when the Gemara says Chatzitza... doesn't really mean chatzitza. You know what it means? Yitzhar Begadim. Okay, so now would you? I mean, we're gonna go through this, but you're gonna have to go back now and plug that into the Gemara. So when, even though the Gemara says chotzeitz, right, according to Rashi, doesn't really mean chotzeitz. You know what it means? Yitzhar Begadim. Okay, can Rashi do that?
Yeah. Why not?
Yes. Okay.
No.
But that's the Rambam clearly holds what? The Rambam doesn't have this business of davka. The Rambam says the word chotzeitz means chotzeitz. Okay? Now the Grizz is going to spend a little bit of time proving that has to be the case. Right?
Okay.
Why? So the first thing you say, how do you know the Rambam can't buy into Rashi's language, the issue of... Right, you know, so he puts the idea of 3x3 in the section on chatzitzas, okay? Not in the section on Yitzhar Begadim. Within Yitzhar Begadim, Kasav Rambam.
Within Yitzhar Begadim, Kasav Rambam. Shelo Yoba Shnei Av Netim, Shnei...
So that's in the Halacha, Hey, right? In Halacha, Hey, he talks about Yitzhar Begadim, right? And he says there you can't put on an extra Avnet, or an extra Kutanis, right? Umashad V'chai Gavna... So Yitzhar Begadim can only be an issue when you're doing what? When you're wearing an extra beged kahuna. So you can't tell me it's tzeltzel or like a strap or something else is considered Yitzhar Begadim, right? Okay? Okay, does everyone agree with that? So right now, if you learn the Rambam, you cannot learn according to the Rambam that the issue of wearing tzeltzel or whatever, one of these begadim on your hand, is an issue of Yitzhar Begadim. Mm-hmm. Everyone accepts that? It's only an issue of chatzitza, right?
Yeah.
You have to say that, right? So the Grizz isn't trying to pigeonhole us. He's trying to say, this is the only logical way to learn the Rambam. You can't say the Rambam holds like Rashi to say it's an issue of Yitzhar Begadim. You can't say that. Okay?
Cool.
Okay. Bechena Raven. Why do we know that to be true? Because the Raven would never ask this question on the Rambam if he didn't hold the Rambam held of Chatzitza. It's a clever move by the Grizz. It's very subtle. What the Grizz is trying to say is he's cheating. We have to answer the Stira. We have to answer the Raven's Kasha. He's using the Raven's Kasha to prove what point?
That 30 is talking about.
That the Rambam holds a chatzitza, okay? Mufarish. Bayinan shlosh al shalosh. Right, umesig al Rambam.
Umesig al Rambam she mishkasa behu shelo yichut hagemi o beged ben mishar lekli mishas avoda.
Zelashano, Amar Vran, Vras Shoshim Zed Zed. Right? Hello, Amar, keep going.
Hello, Amar Shoshim, welcome. Begotten, Pachos Vishalosh, Eachotit Bene Yadakli.
Akan Lashono. Like we read, Sahin MS.
Hain MS, Shedvar Tzrichem, Beir, Dema Shayach, Inyan, Shal, Bene Yadakli, Latin, Shal, Shal, Shal.
Oh, so we have to understand, what does, right, the Inyan of, again, between your hand and the Klishares, okay, that's one area of Chatzitza. Have to do with shalosh shalosh shumidin beged. You understand what he's asking there? Why? Let me ask you a question. Why does something have to be 3x3?
I don't know.
Well, take a guess.
That's the minimum. Sure.
What? That's what you would say, right? I mean, that's not crazy to say that. I mean, the simple explanation would be the minimum shear of beged is going to be 3x3. Why? I don't know. Who cares? But right now, you have to make that point. So he's saying he wants to know what's the shaychus between the two. It's a chatzitza, right? Vilamandu midvarav.
Midvarav de cholak din chatzitza she al basaro lishar dine chatzitza de ha al basaro.
Afilu nima achas chatzitzas. Okay, so now he takes what Roth wanted to jump on and kind of I won't say push it aside. There's Roth gets like 50% on this one. Slowly he says, what do we see? He says vilamandu midvarav de cholak din chatzitza she al basaro. There's a difference between a chatzitza that's resting on your skin, okay? Lishar dini chatzitzos versus other types of chatzitzos. Deha al besaro, because when we're talking about your skin, afilu nima achas chatzitzas. Even one hair is a chatzitza, okay? Va'korkach, dela mitam chatzitza, right? And so therefore, it's not because of chatzitza, rather mishum de al besaro ba'inan. What's he saying?
There's some special din because the pasuk needs to be on your skin. So there's not a chatzitza issue, but it's like that pasuk issue.
Okay, good. Meaning that if it's going to be chatzitza, how big does chatzitza? How big does it have to be? Right. In other words, for it to be chatzitza, it's got to be 3x3. Right. To register as a chatzitza, okay, Alex is correct. But in order to register as a chatzitza, it's got to be 3x3. But yet, you see what? You see, you can't have even a minor hair on your skin. Right. So that must be a problem in this idea of al basaro. So there's got to be some reality of chatzitza there, but it's not the same chatzitza as a 3x3 chatzitza. Does that make any sense? Probably not at this point.
Not exactly.
Okay.
So they're using the word chatzitza to mean two different things.
That's very bad.
Yeah.
That's very bad. We don't like that.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what.
All right. Is that clear? All right. Do you guys want to prepare this part on your own now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I was just trying to get you to that part, okay? So here's